Bob here from Booms and Bulbs. We've had some questions about starting seeds indoors to be able to plant them outside when it's warm enough. First, let me tell you that we have some good quality hybrid and also heirloom seeds. Now, I'll tell you right now, my personal preference is for heirloom varieties. So anyway, you pick out the seeds for the vegetables that you want to eat this summer, and you arrange to get a container to grow those in. Now, we have some wonderful kits, some seed starting kits that are nice, but if you really want to do it yourself, I'll be glad to help you out. Start off with a tray. You're going to put this tray, and you'll have some water in that tray. Get some paper cups or some styrofoam cups, cut a hole in the bottom. Take some potting soil, put it in the cups, and shake it down. Don't pack it down, but shake it down. And then put the seeds that you like on top. Now, you put several seeds in each cup because we can always thin them out later on and we want to get a good stand. Then water the cups, and then the main necessity will be light. We need these plants. Seeds will need to have light. Even if you have a southern exposure, you can't get enough light with that. We'll sell you heating pads. These are not the heating pads that you put behind your chair to sit on, but these are plant heating pads, and we have them available at a good price and a good stock. But if you don't want to do that, you can get your grow lights. We have those. Or you can get fluorescent light bulbs and put over the plants. You can also cover the tray that contains your cups, and you can put a visqueen or a plastic or even saran wrap over the top because you want to make a little miniature greenhouse. So you've got your tray with water from the bottom that'll come up through the holes in the bottom of the cups. Then we've got our potting soil, not garden soil, but potting soil. We've put our seeds in that, we've watered, and we've covered it with our plastic, and we've added light. The next thing to do is let them grow. And once the seeds come up and they need 12 to 16 hours of light, then you're going to thin these out. And don't pull up the seedlings. When you do, you'll interfere with the roots on the seeds of the plant you want to keep. Instead, cut off some of the plants. That way you won't pull up the roots and you'll still have good viable plants. We're looking forward to working with you to having a good vegetable crop at your house. Any more questions, let me know. Thank you. This is Bob signing off.